Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name in such a way as that your name may be glorified through our actions. Let us live our faith so we become channels of your love, and help us to grow in your love, your service, and in leading others to come to know you more. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is the 27th of September, and it's a kind of interesting day because it is the memorial of St. Vincent de Paul. So that's the memorial of today. And I happen to be kind of looking up some information about St. Vincent de Paul, and one of the most fascinating things I found was from a website from St. Vincent de Paul. I'm guessing it's the St. Vincent de Paul Society in Dayton, Ohio. And this is from September 17th, 2015, but it's on their website right now, stvincentdayton.org, and it's five facts about the life of St. Vincent de Paul. You can probably use your favorite search engine to look it up. By the way, I don't say Google things for many reasons, but I don't use Google for searches. So I use another search engine. So that's one of the reasons I use your favorite search engine, which is what I use. And it says five facts about the life of St. Vincent de Paul. And number five, well, actually number one, it goes five to one. Number one is something, by the way, I didn't know either. St. Vincent de Paul did not, emphasize not, capital letters underlined too, did not found the Saint Society of St. Vincent de Paul. I didn't know that. A little bit of information for you. Now, for those of you who don't know what the Society of St. Vincent de Paul is, kind of an interesting thing in Catholic churches because it is a society specifically designed to help the poor. And a lot of parishes have the St. Vincent de Paul Society, where people sit, and they meet every week, and they work on ways on how they can help and to serve the poor. And in the back of the church, they have what are known as poor boxes, where people can donate to the poor. Now, here's the tricky thing. Are you ready for this? If the poor box does not say St. Vincent de Paul Society, it is still for the poor, but it's not funded through the St. Vincent de Paul Society, okay? If it says St. Vincent de Paul Society, then it is still used for the poor, but it has to be used for the poor through the St. Vincent de Paul Society, or actually what I should call it, it's their real name, Society of St. Vincent de Paul. So one of the things you have to look at a church is make sure if the parish by chance doesn't have a Society of St. Vincent de Paul, to make sure the poor box says for the poor and not for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, if you want to help the poor directly right out of the parish. The best way to do this, by the way, is to form and to work on a way to form a Society of St. Vincent de Paul, and there's a reason for that. Because it allows the society and the lay people to come together, which is the way St. Vincent de Paul worked, and do the ministry of helping the poor. And it also prevents the priest from being put into a spot by someone saying, hey, Father, I need money, and I need money now. Give me some money. And does that happen? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. There's a priest, I don't even know if he's still around. He lost his eye when someone came to the door, and he wasn't able to give money, and the guy got upset and put a pen right in his eye. So it's to prevent all that from happening. So those things, so it's a very powerful society. It's a very good society. And to keep that in mind, and maybe you might want to start a Society of St. Vincent de Paul in your own parish if we don't have that. Our readings, by the way, for today are rather interesting. The gospel, especially considering I am doing a Catholic program on an evangelical Christian, on a Christian radio station, not necessarily an evangelical station, but a lot of evangelicals are on the station. A lot of evangelicals listen to the station. And the gospel is Luke 9, 46 through 50. And there's two parts of it, which is really interesting, even though it's all connected. One of that is arguing which one of the disciples is the greatest. And the response to that Jesus makes, this is from Luke, says, whoever receives a child, it actually refers to a child that is nearby, this child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me received the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest. If you want to be a great servant of the Lord, the way to be a great servant of the Lord is to make sure you do it as a humble servant, right? I always get a kick out of the friend of mine who once said that how proud he was of his humility. And it was just a joke, obviously. But we're called to be humble. And, you know, that whole thing of just kind of focusing on how wonderful someone can be. Someone who really is a servant of the Lord doesn't like that much. Because we're called to humbly serve the Lord. And in humbly serving him, we're doing his work more than we're doing our own. But if we're really focused on all the great things that we do for the Lord, it doesn't work that way. I always like to think of that great thing from Starkist Tuna, Charlie the Tuna. I want to show Starkist Tuna how I have great taste. Like, I want to show God all these great things I do. And remember what they tell Charlie Tuna. They're not looking for tuners with great taste. They're looking for tuners that taste good. Well, it's the same thing there. We're looking for people not who are like God, but who serve God humbly. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube.
St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website. You check out the archives of the show. It's going to be a new thing checking out in October. And one of the things we're going to do is I'm going to have a shopping page so that you can purchase items, maybe even for Christmas, including, by the way, you'll have a special way to purchase my new book. And that'll start on October 1st. So we're going to do that. My brand new book, it's not even officially published yet. And so when you purchase the book, it's really a chance for you to purchase it, look through it, and tell me what you think and say, you know, hey, you'd like to see something better on this side, or maybe be like almost like my editors in a sense. So that will be starting in October. And that's only in a few days. So we're going to start. We're going to have a shopping page in October. And that'll help me. The money for the page will help, fund the radio show, but it'll also help me to fund things I do for those who need help. If someone needs help, I say, well, yeah, well, I have a fund just for that. So that's what it's going to be for. So it's not about me being able to go buy a brand new Mercedes-Benz, which I'm not into that kind of thing anyway. It's so that we can have some money that will help fund the show and also help others. So anyway, that'll be the shopping page. We're going to start that on October 1st. So anyway, that's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about the reading today and that whole thing about being humble before the Lord. That's how we serve God, is in our humility. Now, there's another thing that's part of the reading too, and where John said to Jesus that someone was casting out demons in Jesus' name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company. Boy, doesn't that sound familiar? And Jesus said to him, do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you. Well, that's something that gets to be very controversial in all the different Christian religions, and it all comes down to, are those people saved? And one thing is people will say, well, you have to, in the Catholic Church, obviously they do it differently in all the other churches. Well, you have to be Catholic to be saved. Well, in the Catholic Church, if you are a Catholic and you walk away from the church, that's a little different than someone who never was Catholic in the first place and who sincerely seeks to know the living God. And there are plenty of people who have not come into the Catholic Church who believe that. There are others that we recognize in other faiths who never had the opportunity to come to know Christ, but they sincerely seek the Lord. One thing, and I actually use this in my book, one example of this is Gandhi was a Christian for a short amount of time. He became a Christian, and then he left Christianity, returned to his Hindu roots. Does that mean he is condemned by God? I personally don't think so, and you might say, why? He was so poorly treated by the Christians where he was. This was in South Africa. People always think of Gandhi as being in India, that he was always an Indian. No, he wasn't. He was a lawyer in South Africa. And he was treated differently because since he was Indian, he was a person of color. And certain Christians treated him very poorly. And that turned him off so much that he did not end up staying as a Christian. He returned to his Hinduism. However, one of the things he did say, he said this to Mother Teresa, if Christians lived their religion, there would not be a Hindu in India. So he made some very powerful statements about how we're supposed to live our faith, and made it clear that this is one of the reasons why he did not stay in the faith, was because of the way he was treated as being a person of color. Well, that's important for us to keep that in mind, because we always know that whoever, as Jesus says in Matthew 25, whoever comes to our door, that's him. And how we treat him, regardless of who that person is important. And that's exactly what Jesus is saying, that we're called to treat others. And we learn how to treat others with that charity, with that humility, with that love, even if those others are not from the same faith we belong to, because we meet others from different faiths who have a sincere desire to serve Christ. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.